Proclamation number 6590, dated the July 8, 1956. World event. Natural disaster. Battle of faith. Bear everything with patience and don't allow your faith to waver. Many a time I will still have to exclaim this to you, for you will have to suffer for the sake of your faith, although you are as yet unable to understand this. Up to now you still enjoy a certain freedom of thought. Your fellow human beings still pay a little attention to the spiritual life of those who want to remain loyal to me. Nor are you as yet prevented by the authorities from carrying out your spiritual work. But the time will come when you will no longer be free regarding spiritual matters. The time will come when fellow human beings as well as earthly powers will be hostile, especially towards those who think correctly, who take their psychological development seriously, who speak truthfully and want to help their fellow human beings' souls to salvation. And it is precisely them who will be put under extraordinary pressure, while the advocates of misguided teachings will still be tolerated and even supported rather than hindered in their work. And then you will also often ask yourselves why I allow this to happen. Slight doubts will arise in you and you will weaken because you have to suffer. And therefore I keep calling out to you, endure everything and remain strong in faith, for you will walk away with the crown of victory. Precisely these words are still barely believable to you, for so far there are no signs at all of this difficult time. Yet suddenly a change will occur, because a worldly event causing people a tremendous shock will provoke open rebellion against the one who, as God and Creator, lets something happen that has devastating effects on people. And therefore they will deny this God and Creator all acknowledgement. Every belief in Him will be discarded as unfounded, and all who defend the belief in me contrary to this opinion, all who confess me and also want to inform their fellow human beings for the better, will be treated with hostility. Time and again I have announced that I will express myself through the forces of nature in order to awaken the sleepers and the lethargic. And a few of them will indeed wake up, but, in contrast, many more will lose their still feeble faith in the face of the widespread destruction and the great human cost of this event. And then the most diverse opinions will be voiced, and many people will hatefully deny a God and Creator and be hostile towards anyone who doesn't share their point of view. And then my adversary will work with great cunning to incite this hatred, and he will be successful, for the earthly loss suffered by people as a result of this natural event will embitter them and impel them to make unfair demands and to exploit defenseless fellow human beings. People's heartlessness is increasing, and whatever they embark on clearly betrays the adversary, the Antichrist, on whom they depend. And laws and decrees will be issued which will severely affect especially my own, who have to suffer on account of their faith and are barely able to comprehend the severity of their fate. And then I will shorten the days for the sake of my own, so that they will not lose heart, so that they will not fall by the wayside, so that they will become blessed. Just hold on to my word that you will be delivered from utmost adversity, and await the fulfillment of this word, for I will come myself and rescue you. I will also manifest myself extraordinarily beforehand in order to strengthen you if you are in danger of weakening. You don't have to be afraid as long as you put your trust in me, as long as you make contact with me in prayer, for then you will also always receive the strength to offer resistance. And always remember that the enemies might well be able to kill your body but not your soul. Remember the reality of eternal life and that every human being's life on this earth will soon come to an end. Then your fear will vanish, then you will be filled by the strength of faith and you will persevere and only ever bear witness for me and my name. firmly commit these, my words, to your memory and they will comfort and strengthen you in the forthcoming time. Secure your strength in advance, accumulate it, for there will still be some time before I will express myself through the natural event. And if you use this time well in order to strengthen your faith, then the subsequent battle of faith will not frighten you, it will find you armed, and the earthly adversity will hardly touch you, because then you will expect my coming with certainty, because your faith will have grown so strong that neither threats nor proceedings against you will be able to shake it. Then you will be good fighters for me in my name, and all the powers of hell will not be able to conquer you, for I myself will fight with you and I will truly lead you to victory. Amen.